So, as you know, it's hard on us colored now. It's all right, I suppose. All of mine done been to school. And relief, they're gone, they leave, quit. But you know, this is unlikely, lady, about you teaching our color and others.
It's what?
It's unlikely for some of the whites.
You don't think it's right, you mean?
Me? Yeah, it's all right. Up there like nice.
Yeah.
And this preacher here down yonder,
I treat them all just alike.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No difference.
Yeah. This preacher down yonder, while he's cleaning up the school, you say that lady is so nice to the colored children.
Said
he never seen such a life.
Anybody can say I am.
You take a bad boy sometimes on the bus, you keep up a whole lot of racket and have a little something. Well, that's all the joke. That's almost, I see the floor of the school, you see?
Yeah.
And they're learning pretty good. But thank God, God will make a way out of no way for us some way or another. I don't know how long I'll be here. I got this lifetime. I reckon somebody wants me to die, but God has got his own line. He knows me.
Who would want you to die?
I don't know if people... Where are you old? Oh, somebody, I thought you were dead. Oh, you know I ain't dead. I'm living right on this thing. I'm just as happy as I can be. I have good hair, pretty good hair.
Yeah, and I think for your age, you have
good hair. I have good hair. I ain't quite as old as he doesn't think I am. Wait, just our old age come over. All right, I don't know, I ain't old. But where this come in, I got on this hair. I asked the man where I was born then. Was I old enough by my head being gray? I didn't tell him by my head. By my head being gray, that's where I got on. And he said, no, well, I was born. I lay with him on the other side of Mountain Creek. And he said, no, well, you ain't old enough. But I said, I can get you on up. You just go get your papers big. I went home and got him. I could have asked him right then how old I was. He had it down. My mammy's chilling, you see. But I didn't ask him. And before the next year, he died. And that ended. But when I went on the pension, I just gave him way yonder to get on. And that puts me up now to 85.
Well, about how old is Minnie?
Minnie, I don't know. She, I don't think she's hardly 50 yet. She's about 50.
Is she your oldest child?
Oh, no. I expect the oldest child is around 55 or around nearly 60 years old, the oldest boy. Now, that's what I say about her education. Now, if my wife was living, and we did have it in the Bible. I've got several Bibles in there, but I don't know why it's in. I ain't looked them much since she been dead, but it's in either one of them's in there or not. But she could tell you, my wife, yes, she could tell you exactly how old everyone is, every child is for. Now, sometimes you take a man, he just can't do like one got education. Sometimes I ask him, how old is your children? What the name? Well, I had 10 children. Sometimes I have to think, well, one named Aaron, Minnie C, that's her right name. And the oldest girl, I call her Sook, see, that's nickname. Her name's Liz May, see. The boy broke me apart. I called him Buck. He's real older. That's his name, his right name. I named them all, nicknamed him. And when they all come on, what I used to do, I plow, come in, he ain't dark now. Dark, he had a chain rattling on his mule. Well, I said,